I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the TV talk. Now,
welcome, AfterBuzzers, to the Meet the Frasers After Show. We're talking episodes 2 and 3. I'm your host, Carla, and we're a few panel members down, but we're going to hold it down for all of you. I'm joined by lover of all things E, Ashley Foltz.
Hi. Hey, girl.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Amazing. I'm so excited to be here. Today, we're going to be talking about the family trying to move into Cranston, Operation Pick Switch, kilt shopping. We have some news and gossip for all of you, our special segment, A Day in the Life of Medium, and some predictions for next week's episode. But before we do all of that, what are some of your overall thoughts on episodes 2 and 3? So much happened, right?
Yeah, it was interesting. I feel like the family is just so dynamic and they have so much going on and they're a huge part of it. So originally when I was thinking about this show, I thought it was mostly going to be about Matt, and I thought we were going to see him reading people, and we kind of talked about this last week with episode 1, but now we're just seeing it's mostly about the family and their dynamics and how they get along or don't get along. And his mother is kind of, you know, all up in his business, and he talks a lot about that. So it was really interesting tonight.
I'm on the same exact page as you. I thought we were going to see more readings, which we see bits and pieces, and they're always funny.
I know. I wish we saw more of the readings. That's one thing I'll say. I love the reading stuff, and it seems like that he has a lot of really amazing clients. We keep hearing about celebrities that he's reading and everything else. So I hope we get to see a little bit more of that. You know, we're only in episode 3, so maybe it's a little bit further down in the season. Yeah, we'll get to see that. They're introducing the characters now and really trying to take us behind the scenes into his life, so I can appreciate that.
It's so many personalities still. I see it and I'm like, oh my god, like, I know all families are crazy and dysfunctional, but they are just so over the top. I love it. It's hilarious. And then they bring the girlfriend's family into it, which is also a totally different, like, take on it. God bless her soul.
I know, I always think that. So you hear a lot about girls talking about their mother-in-laws or, you know, the family of their boyfriend or significant other, and I hope she likes them because they are around constantly. And I don't know if I would be okay with that. She seems to handle them really well. So I give her props for that.
Yeah, I mean, she's a pageant girl.
She can put on a smile.
She knows what to do. Let's just jump into topic number 1. We have a family wanting to move to Cranston. Mm-hmm. So they're currently in Boston, and that's where he moved to try and get away from them. And they're trying to follow him there. They have a house there that apparently they just don't use.
Right.
And the moment he hears about it, he's just, no. That's the last thing he wants to happen.
It seemed like he moved there to get away from them in Boston. And that's kind of what he said in the episode. And I totally get that because he's a guy in his 20s. He wants to have some independence. He makes his own money. He has a really successful career. Why wouldn't you want some separation from your parents and especially your mother who's all up in your stuff, you know? So, I felt for him when he was, like, shocked that his mom was going to move back to Cranston because that's where he grew up, actually. And then they moved to Boston, I guess, sometime during his childhood. And now she wants to move back to Cranston because she said that's her home and she wants to be next to him. And yikes.
Yeah, I mean, she's very attached to him. She drove an hour to just drop off some lasagna.
I know.
I was like, oh my god, that's a little much. I would just stay at home. I'm okay.
Isn't that a typical, like, Italian mother, though? I feel like
that's
it is.
That's what I hear. Yeah. That's what I hear. But his reaction to hearing that they wanted to move was, I'd rather have a watermelon shoved up my ass.
When he said that,
I was dead.
I literally couldn't. And then Alexa, his girlfriend, I feel like she was mortified too. She was like, why would you say that? That's so weird. Oh my god. And it was funny.
Yeah, and then he admits that he called the police on his family once because they were at a family party and he was over it. They were bothering him, so he pretended to be a neighbor and called the family. So it's really interesting to me, though, because at the end of the episode, he mentions how he loves and appreciates his family so much, but it's such a stark contrast from how he talks about them. What do you feel like is really the case here?
You know, I feel like we are getting sort of an insider look into their family and the dynamics. So it's kind of twofold. He probably does want some separation and obviously needs to have his own life and a life with his girlfriend. But at the same time, he loves his family and they're an Italian family. They're super close. They all work together. So yeah, there's a fine line and we're getting to hear the sort of gossip, but you're right. I do think that I'm like, when they see this back, they're going to see him constantly talking sort of negative about them. Don't you think?
If I were the mom, even like seeing Alexa, kind of her reaction, like, no, we can't let this happen.
Yeah.
My feelings would be a little hurt.
Same.
But I mean, they have an interesting dynamic. So maybe they're, and especially with his personality, they might be used to how he is, how blunt he is. Yeah. You know? So who knows? But I thought it was interesting.
And he does, I will give him this, he does say some of it to their face.
A lot of it. Are you serious? Yeah. I'm just saying, they're like, if I told my mom these things, she would whoop my butt for sure.
She's not gonna watch it though and be like so shocked. Like, yeah, I'm sure she'll be mad about a few things, but she's not gonna watch it. But she's gonna be like, yeah, I remember him saying this and this and this.
And then when they move into the house, would you be okay with your parents moving in?
You know, I will say this. My mom moved in when I had a baby, and she moved in for 4 months, and then I was like, okay, mom. Bye-bye.
That's a long
time. Time to go. Yes. And I love her to death and we're so close. But at the same time, that's a lot to be up in your space. And I'm really particular about like how everything's organized and cleaned and the cooking and the everything. So, yeah, I don't do well with guests in my house. I like to keep them to a 3-day max and then move on.
Me too.
The
exact same. Like, I still live with my parents. Uh-huh. And there's days where I'm just to myself and they're in my space. And how do you politely tell someone to go away when you live in their home?
That's true. Like, you can't.
So I can't even imagine, like, having your own home, being successful, you know, getting out of your parents' house and then them coming to stay with you for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And having a sock on the door when you woke up. I would lose my mind.
That crossed the line for me. I was like, this is an absolute no for me. I don't talk to my parents about sex at all. And I don't want to hear anything about their sex life. And, like, I've never known anything about it. And for them to come in his house and have sex on. And put the socks on the door and he could hear them, I was like, oh my gosh, this is too much. And I felt bad for him.
I don't even think it's appropriate to, like, have sex in someone else's home or, like, bed. Right. That alone creeps me out. But if you're going to be ballsy enough to do it, don't put a sock on the door.
Yeah.
And be quiet.
Be quiet. Be respectful.
You don't need to be loud about it. You
right.
know?
Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, gross. That's the opposite anyone wants to hear.
But apparently they're very active, which is, I mean, I guess awesome, you know, that it never fades out. But
I mean, I'm too open. I think the sister Maria, she said something about how they're always horny. And I was just like, why do you know that? Yes. Why is the sex life any part of your business? Or why are we talking about this right now? It's even making me uncomfortable. And they're not my parents.
Right? It is kind of creepy. I feel like no one's having more sex on the show than them.
Right.
Because it's, like, even, like, Matt and Alexa, you hardly see them, like...
They're not lovey.
Be lovey.
Right.
I think in the car, I caught him, like, have his hand on her leg. Oh. Or maybe holding her hand. But his hand was definitely over her. And that's the most you really see.
Yeah.
Maybe the matching is, like, their form of affection. The matching outfits.
Oh, my gosh. I just don't even know. Their relationship cracks me up. I do think they're, like, super close in communication styles and things like that, which is good. And it seems like they get along really well and they really like each other, which is great. But, yeah, you don't see a lot of affection. And maybe that's because he grew up in a family where he saw too much.
He's like, I don't want to do that. I mean, no PDA. He basically showed his whole package in this episode. I mean, it was blurred out, thank God.
That's true.
But he was totally... Imagine, like, just flashing the whole camera crew on your dad.
I can't. I would not be comfortable with that at all, and I was not comfortable with him doing it at all.
I think past, like, age 15, your parents should never see, and that's high, I think, should never see you naked. Like, this is, like,
oh, my God, yeah, no. For sure. Yeah, that's a definite no.
it's a lot. But before we move on to our next topic, we have a special announcement for all of our viewers.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for watching the show and making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We appreciate you tuning in. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure to give us a like and a comment. Follow us over on our Facebook page, AfterBuzz TV, and give us a 5-star review. If you're listening through podcasts, we love reviews. It really helps us and supports us to keep doing these shows for you guys. And yeah, that's it. We're so happy to have you here. And and leave us comments so we can chat with you on the next episode.
Yes, we love hearing what you guys have to say. Yeah. You guys always have the best insight, and you guys are hilarious. I love it.
I know.
So on to Operation Pick Switch.
Oh my gosh.
So this starts because they kind of give you like a preview of the house, and he has pictures all over the house of himself.
Right. And it's not just family pictures. You know, no, we have pictures in our house, like, of the family. But, like, if I was just solo posing it up in the house, that would be so weird. And I cannot imagine. And then when I saw him in a bathrobe in his bathroom, a big photo, a huge photo, wasn't a small one.
Next to a toilet.
Yes. I was creeped out.
You were looking down. I was like, oh, my God, please look up. Please look up. I need you to see this. My question is it possible to love yourself too much?
It is. It is. You are. That's. Isn't that a narcissist?
Is he? What do you say he is?
I feel like Maria, the sister, she has said he is narcissistic, or he just is obsessed with himself. He loves himself. And then you see them getting a pedicure in the episode, and he says how humble he is and that he should be wearing more designer clothes. And you're like, no, that's not what humble is, A. And B, you're not humble. And you think you're, like, amazing, which he is. Obviously, he's so talented and great. But it just cracks me up to hear someone talk about themselves in the way that he does.
No, yeah, it's, I mean, I'm all for loving yourself.
Confidence. And
yeah, confidence, you know. There's a lot of things out in society that, you know, I kind of feel like make you feel shitty inside. Yeah. So if you feel great about yourself,
right,
go for it.
Oh, 100%.
But I feel like he, like, thinks he's here.
Yes.
And, like, the rest of his family's down here. I'm just like, oh, my God. But the pictures of himself all over the house.
I can't handle it.
That's a little much. It'd be nice if it was, like, a picture of, like, let's say, like, maternity pictures. Like, things right. that are, like, big moments. And right. if you want to show off.
Yeah.
That you look good.
And then can we point out, too, it gets revealed that the photo was taken by one of his guy friends. And I was like,
when he was 20. Because he was stuck in this snow blizzard in the hotel room. And I like how Alexa in the interview says, I should have probably questioned this picture, but yeah. I never did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you not? She saw it on their second date. If I saw that in a man's house on the second date.
No.
I don't know. Who loves themselves more? The girl or the, you know?
That's what I was going to say. You know what's funny about the relationship? We've said this in the last episode. She is gorgeous. And she has her amazing. Own thing going on. Yes. She's a pageant queen, everything else. But the fact that she's okay with him being totally obsessed with himself and, like, having photos like this all over the house, that speaks volumes for her. That is, her she's really self-confident,
must
too.
Must be a 20.
Right.
Yeah, you have to be.
Yeah.
Even, like, when they're going dress shopping, she's yeah. kind of, like, hesitant to have him there, or just kind of more like, I already know what this is going to turn into. And never once has she ever seemed bothered by any of his
antics.
Yes.
That's what they are. They're total antics the entire episode. Like, yeah. he just messes with her.
For sure. And she's just like, this is a big deal to her. This, she takes this very seriously, yeah. and it's really a goal of hers. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of there, I would win this if I was a part of it.
I know. You know?
And he's like, if I were a judge, I don't want to see this. And she's just like, let me do what I want.
And how about the fact that we don't see him reading people this entire episode, or the two episodes, 2 and 3, and then he says, but the spirits tell me you should not wear this dress to your pageant. I'm like, did the spirits tell you that? Okay.
Are they really talking to you about this?
Okay.
Well, back to Operation Pick Switch. I love that with Alexa and Maria.
Yeah.
Like, pulled a prank on him and kind of was, like, giving him a taste of his own medicine. Totally. Like, do you see how crazy this is?
Yeah.
And he finds it super hilarious. I'm like, yes, this is exactly what they think of you.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. And she looked good. I thought she looked great.
Totally. And you know what? I will say, I'm getting sort of a theme and a vibe from this show. They aren't afraid to call each other out and have fun with each other and pull big pranks like this because they are so close, they can get away with it. So that is something. And it was fun to see them mess with him and to really call him out and to see Maria up there on the wall instead. And I hope Maria stays on the wall instead of Matt.
He took it down, but I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I wonder if it's still up. I hope it is. She should take it home.
Totally.
and then eventually give it to, like, some guy or something, because she said she was dating someone on this episode, or yeah. either 2 or 3 she
She goes too. Yeah.
You're right. She's like, I'm not bringing them around, you guys. You guys are crazy people.
Yeah. And you know what was funny, though? He said he could tell that she was dating somebody. And I was like, oh, is he getting the vibe? That's like, you know, like a paranormal. I don't know. I was like, how can you tell? It was funny.
Imagine being the sister of a medium. Like, that must, I would hate to even, like, think anything around you.
I know. I'd constantly be thinking, like, is he reading my mind? What, like, I shouldn't think any bad thoughts around him.
Or, you know, when you're having a bad day and you're just, like, don't really want to tell anyone. Yeah. Like, they would catch on to it. No, I don't like it.
That's so true. Yeah.
And then we, in this episode, we also have kilt shopping. So, he's 51% Italian, 49%.
Yes. Scottish, yes.
Irish. Scottish, and he does not relate to being Scottish at all, right. Which is kind of weird. Like, why not embrace it? Like, what's so wrong about being Scottish?
Yeah, you know, I think probably where he grew up, there are so many Italians and the neighborhood that they were in, he wanted to fit in. So he relates more to the Italian side. I don't know. That's just me guessing. But yeah, it was funny to see him interact with his dad. And we saw in the episode, the first episode, I think it was, him and his dad had some disagreements and they kind of didn't get along. And it was revealed that his dad doesn't even believe in being a medium. So that was interesting. But then tonight we got to see them actually spend bonding, time together. Yeah, and bonding for sure, which was really cute.
I thought it was so, in episode 2, we see him really for the first time, right? We hadn't seen the dad yet.
We saw him for a little bit in episode 1. He just, I think, revealed in episode 1 that he didn't agree with what he, or he agreed with what he did. He supported him, but he didn't believe in it or something. Right, yeah. Totally.
But in this episode, when they're in the house, looking over the house to see if it needed like any renovations. Clearly it did.
Yeah.
Matt was being really over the top. He had the headgear for everyone. He had his little
hazmat suit on. Yeah. Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
It's not that serious.
Yeah.
and everyone else, just the dad walked in totally fine. Like, what is the mold going to do to me if there is some?
Yeah.
The dad was over his antics in 2 seconds. He told him off.
He was cussing him out. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He's like, stop being a douchebag. I was like, oh.
Yeah, he was getting really angry at him. I was like, oh, interesting. I guess that's that Irish temper or Scottish temper. I don't know.
And he was a part of the Navy for 20 years, he said. So maybe that's where, like, his kind of strict personality comes in. It seems to me like he's a little strict.
I think so, too. Where the mom is kind of out there and more like, I don't know, his best friend, the dad definitely seems more of, like, the strict parent.
I feel like Matt is more like the mom and Maria is more like the dad.
Definitely.
Yeah. It was interesting to see the whole family dynamic now. And then we see them all have the dinner.
Yeah.
Which was also, it's nice. I mean, I think it's nice to see that Alexa's family and Matt's family can come together.
Yeah.
And they seem to all really like each other.
You know what it reminded me of? Did you ever watch Jersey Shore back in the day?
Yes.
Okay. Remember how they always had those family dinners when they would go home? What was to Vinny's house, I think it was. His mom cooked or grandma. And it just reminded me of those big, like, Italian dinners with all the food. And everyone was, like, sitting around chatting and kind of, like, I don't know, just being funny with each other and playful. And it's really cute to see that because you don't see a lot of families that do that anymore and sit down and all have dinner together and have such close relationships. So it's great to see that. I will give them that. To have a show on TV and to really promote family values like that is amazing.
I agree. It's like my dream to be a part of an Italian family Sunday dinner.
Please cook for me.
Please invite us. Everything always looks so amazing. And they put on a spread.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen that anywhere else. And it's all pasta and, like, salads and meatballs. Everything I love, carbs.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
Yeah, it looked amazing. But in that, we see him bring up the kilts.
Yes.
And I think it's awesome that his dad is Rob. That's his name, right? Rob? No.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Okay, we're going to call him Dad for now.
Yeah.
That he's comfortable just wearing one because it's not something you see often. I think in my whole life I've seen 2 people maybe wear a kilt.
Right. And you know what was funny to me? I feel like Matt is so over the top with all his wardrobe all the time. The fact that he was hating on the kilt, it kind of confused me. I was like, you love dressing up and you love outfits like this that are over the top. I'm wearing a skirt and it was like a little satchel in the front, a full-on blazer and armor and everything else. I was surprised that he wasn't living his best life during that, right?
If I were him, I would put like my own twist on it, you know, exactly. Get like a Gucci satchel, make it cute. And he was not about it. And then in this, we see them go. Finally, he agrees to it. He feels bad that he was mean to his dad.
Right.
And he's like, okay, let's go kilt shopping. And I can't even count how many times he said bidet.
I know.
What is the obsession with the bidets?
I don't know, but you know what? He said something along the lines of, like, I'm a bidet and my dad is an outhouse. That was how he was trying to explain how night and day their personalities are. And it's kind of giving a sense to the viewers that they never got along when he was growing up and they're not on the same page at all, right? And so now they're trying to reconnect and bond over something. But Matt is fighting it at every corner and he's not really happy doing the whole kilt thing. He seems happy to spend time with his dad. But yeah, it was funny. He was like, I'm all about fashion. And I was like, but this is a fashion thing. This is a really fun thing to do with your dad. Go dress up.
No, yeah, I thought it was, he is like, big on just the way he looks, and then when he was talking about being super into fashion, he was like in a white shirt with like a bedazzled collar, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't.
He loves being over the top. That's he for does. Sure.
He wears more bling than I think anyone.
I haven't seen anyone since like the 90s wear stuff like that.
No, yeah, it was he's intense.
Yeah,
I love that he owns it though. He's like he. Yeah, he's totally about it. He never feels, like, embarrassed, shy, nothing. He just goes for everything.
I know. That is one thing I'll say, too, about the family. You know, they've never been on TV before or had a show before or anything like that, but they all seem super comfortable in front of the camera. They're sharing their lives. They're really sharing, you know, the ups and downs of, that they go through as a family. So I think that's really commendable of them to do that.
Yeah, I think they're very, for sure, open.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people would be okay with sharing so much. I feel like the past three episodes have been so dense already that I can only imagine what's to come.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot. Anything else you want to add about these past two episodes? Anything I maybe missed?
No, not really. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see the whole thing with the dad, because there was one part where he said, I love seeing my dad proud of me when they were in the kilts, and it almost makes the kilt worth it. And that made me so sad. So I was like, I want to see more of their relationship, and hopefully it gets stronger, and his dad supports him and what he does. And I thought that was really telling.
I agree. And then in the episode, you can tell, like, even as they were interacting, how different they were.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, like, how I can see them clashing very, like, a lot as he was growing up.
Yeah.
And I feel like he turned more to his mom.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have, I feel like, any qualities so far that his dad seems to have.
Same. Yeah. Yeah.
But you do, I feel like he's, like, the fun sibling.
He is.
You need a level-headed one and, like, a crazy one.
Yeah. Maria definitely brings him back down to earth. She checks him.
I love when they were doing the Operation Pick Switch, and she says, maybe you could just have a waterfall, a picture of a waterfall.
Like a normal person, or like a beach, or like something normal.
Something normal in the bathroom, and then they're like, no, that's too boring.
Yeah, exactly.
They're so funny.
As long as Alexa's on the same page, I'm good with it.
Yeah, and Alexa was the one that was like, no, that's too boring. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
When Maria was telling her that if he doesn't propose to her, who's going to put up with him?
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that part. That was a good part.
It's true.
It is true, because he is really over the top, and it definitely takes a certain type of girl to really love that and appreciate that. And we saw that in the first episode too, where she said she loved his voice, and that was something that really stood out about him to her. So I think they are kind of a match made in heaven, and lock her up.
He needs to lock her up before it's too late.
Get a ring on that finger, Matt.
Because I feel like usually when there's, like, a really, like, strong personality in a relationship, the other one kind of tends to, like, seem smaller or, like, dim themselves down. And she's just as much.
Yeah, that's true.
But, like, in the best way possible.
Yeah, she is.
I love it. They complement each other very well.
They do.
We won't see a proposal. You think we'll see it this season?
Maybe we will.
That would be amazing.
I mean, they have been talking about it some, so yeah, maybe.
Well,
she's been talking about it.
She's like, please get this ring on my finger.
But maybe Maria's in his ear and going to tell him, like, hey, you got to do this. And if we could see it on camera, that would be amazing.
That would. I can only imagine, like, the mom. She's going to be devastated.
I know.
I feel like she wants to be the number one
woman in his life.
And the moment that's over.
Angela, you're kicked to the side. Yeah, you're gone.
All right. Well, I think it's time to get into some news and gossip.
Yes, I have a little bit of today? News. So we've heard of Matt reading celebrities, and we recently heard of Dorinda Medley from The Real Housewives of New York, and he's making his rounds, and she was super excited with the reading he did for her. So Dorinda said she was so impressed because he came to her house in the Berkshires, and she really wanted to connect with her late husband. We've heard all about him on The Real Housewives of New York, and episode almost, she still thinks about him, even though he's been gone for years and years. Mm. And Matt was able to connect with him, which was amazing. And he had an important message for Dorinda. The husband did. And he said, "Don't keep searching for me. I can see you. I love you. And I'm so proud of you," because she started the show on Real Housewives of New York after he had passed away. And he just said, "I love you more than anything. You're my best friend." So I'm sure that helped her so much. God. And I loved hearing that. Whenever he can provide some sort of peace and solace. And that's now amazing. Maybe she can move on. She's had a boyfriend long term on the Real Housewives of New York. So I'm sure he's really happy to hear that. She's happy to hear it. And Matt was able to make someone's day.
I love that. Yeah. I never really watched The Real Housewives of New York, but I remember I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And that was her storyline when she first came Literally, on, losing yes. her husband.
Yeah, she's had a hard time.
Yeah, I remember even watching the first, like the couple of episodes I did.
Yeah.
She really struggled with it. Yeah. So hopefully she got some closure.
I know, I hope so too.
I feel like sometimes like those couple of words are all you need.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
It's amazing to be able to like talk to the other side.
That's one thing I was going to say. I really hope we see more of the medium stuff from him, because I love hearing him help people and to really bring closure like that and to bring some peace, because we've all lost loved ones and it's so hard to go through that. So it'll be awesome to see more of that. Hopefully we'll see Dorinda get her reading. I'm not sure if we'll see that on camera, like, but that would be, yeah, right? Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be amazing. So,
yeah, that's the news of the day.
Yay, that was so good. Let's get into our special segment, A Day in the Life of a Medium. So I found an article which I was completely obsessed with. It's about a wife and her husband and her three kids. Her name's Laura. The husband is Garrett Jackson, and she's a medium.
Interesting.
And I found it, so basically the article talks about what it's like being married to a medium. You can find it on HuffPost.com. Mm-hmm. And it basically just talks about how it doesn't really affect their everyday life.
Really?
Apparently when you're, let's say, if your sister's a medium.
Yeah.
So when she knows people intimately, like mom, dad, close friends, it's hard to read them.
Oh my gosh, I would not think that. I would think it's all day long just creeping into sort of your normal life.
Yeah, so he says that it isn't really an issue in their marriage. That's because great. He doesn't really feel like she's reading him. And it's funny, he says, even if she was, I'm pretty well behaved. So yeah. She can't really find anything out that's too crazy.
Yeah.
And she does talk about that when there are times where things are coming through, let's say for a loved one, that it's really hard for her to stay neutral.
Interesting.
So let's say whatever a message she's receiving, especially if it's not positive, mm-hmm. it's hard for her to take her feelings out of what she's supposed to tell the person that the message is for.
Wow. Because she just has her own spin on it and her own feeling.
Maybe. Or let's say you want to be protective.
Yeah.
Or you don't want to hurt the person's feelings or whatever it may be.
Be the bearer of bad news. Yeah. It's like, don't kill the messenger sort of thing.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting, just because even with like Tyler, that's the other show that we've seen on E!
Right.
You never really see their personal life. Mm-mm. And it does make me like wonder, like, what do you do with your kids, like your husband, your loved ones, especially let's say if you lose someone recently, mm-hmm. it's like, do you continue to tell them everything you're hearing? Is it better to let them grieve?
Right.
But apparently it's easy to separate the two worlds, but every now and then it gets a little.
It creeps in. It has to. I feel like it must. But, I mean, how amazing would that be if someone close to you passed away and you were married to someone like that or had someone like that in your family? You wouldn't have to seek out this. You could literally just go to them and be like, give me an update. Like, what's happening? Like, make me feel better.
I wonder when it's so accessible to you, if it's, like, something you would even want to, like, know.
That's true.
You know? Because I feel like people that go out, you have to go out and look for it most of the time if you want that kind of, like, reading or message. But when you have it just there, you know?
Yeah.
It might be a little intimidating.
I don't know. I mean, I wish I knew someone who was a medium so I would know how it feels and what
show?
I would do. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
All right. Let's get into some predictions. What do we think is going to happen in episode 4?
I feel like we're definitely going to see more of Alexa talking about her pageant stuff and getting prepped for it. We saw her searching for dresses this episode. So hopefully we're going to see more of that. I kind of want to see more behind the scenes of that. I think that's so interesting. And that world is just fascinating. And the things that she has to go through. She's already talking about her diets and everything else. And then for Matt, hopefully his parents do not move next to him anytime soon. I guess we're going to find out because they're renovating the house. And maybe they'll decide to sell it. That's my hope for him. But that's just, I don't know, my prediction. We'll see what happens.
If the market is good, they should make some money. Yeah. They just have it sitting there.
Yeah.
I think we're definitely going to see more of Alexa. I don't think she's going to change her diet anytime soon.
She loves those chocolate chip cookies.
The way she was munching down those cookies didn't look like it was going to happen anytime soon. And I think maybe we'll see Maria's boyfriend.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Is it her boyfriend? Maybe just like her...
Someone she's dating casually. Yes. Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see for next week. But until then, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram. I'm at Ashley Faults.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C. See y'all next week.
Bye. Thanks for watching, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.